In order for us to show off cognitive services, we're going to show two different demonstration programs that will demonstrate several different cognitive services. The first demonstration will show just the first two cognitive services. First is Bing Speech, used to convert speech to text. The first project we will show is written in C# using the WPF template. We have used NuGet to get the Bing Speech SDK, and we will use the SDK to listen for speech and convert it to text. We will then use the text to do a Bing image search to retrieve an image for display. We'll begin with the first sample. The button you see in the app will cause the SDK to start listening to your microphone. We will display an image to indicate that we are listening, speak a command, and the microphone will automatically stop listening after a gap of silence. Bing Speech can be used to convert short phrases and sentences to text, which we will be doing. Or it can do real-time, on-the-fly conversion of speech to text for something like real-time captioning. Bing Speech not only does speech to text, but the other way around, from text to speech, in many different languages and different voices. Often there is a choice of male or female. Here, we will only be showing the speech to text. Let's give it a shot. Show me a horse. Notice that the app has understood your request and retrieved a picture of a horse. Not only did it do that, but we display the results of the text to speech, along with the cognitive services confidence that it heard you properly. And then it's displayed the picture. You could, for example, use this in a business application where you wanted to be able to retrieve specific pictures without having to worry about typing, or perhaps in an inclusive environment where you are unable to type. The speech to text is a very valuable thing. So now that we're finished with the first demo, which only used Bing Speech to convert speech to text, and also the Bing image search, I should mention also the Bing image search only brought back one picture because we told it to. We could have actually defined how many pictures we wanted to bring back if we chose, and we could display it, for example, in a grid or something like that. There's a lot of flexibility in the use of the Bing image search. We're using just one small aspect of it. We'll stop this and switch to our second app, which does uses a lot more cognitive services. All right, so now it is time to add some more functionality to our app. In example two, we add three additional cognitive services. In fact, we not only add them, but we combine them together so that you can see how the cognitive services can interact with each other to become even more powerful than they would be otherwise. First, we want to add Language Understanding Intelligent Service, also known as LUIS, so that not only are we listening to the speech and converting it to text, but we're going to analyze that text for intent. LUIS will tell us that the text is either asking us to show us something or some person. It is possible that it might be neither also. Once we know if it's a thing or a person, we'll do an image search, just like we did in the last demo. If it is a thing, however, it will stop there and that will be all. If it is a person, we will use the emotion API to derive the emotion expressed in the picture of a person. So we'll use the Bing image search to retrieve the picture, and then we will pass it off to the emotion API to process the picture and derive the emotion from that picture. Finally, we'll use Bing Speech to convert the resulting emotion assessment into text and report it back to us as speech. Let's try it. We'll begin by searching for a thing, and we'll see how that works. The button you see in the app will cause the SDK to start listening just as before, and we'll display an image to indicate that we are listening. Show me a car. So you can see here that it not only showed me a car, but it was able to derive from the natural language that I was looking for a thing. Thing pictures is just the name we gave to the intent so that we don't have to process the entire sentence that was issued. We don't even have to use the same words every time. Lewis's natural language understanding can understand what the gist of the words are, no matter what they are, how they're used, and it learns as it goes. Now let's try exercising the other side, which is the speech side of it. Show me how Satya Nadella is feeling.
I'm 50% sure that this person's emotion is neutral.
So our cognitive services is not quite sure about what the emotion of this person is. But it did understand that it was a people that it was looking for with a fairly high amount of confidence. And of course it understood the words that I was saying. The app correctly heard us, found the appropriate picture, figured out our intent, and then figured out the emotion of the picture, and then finally repeated it back to us. Let's try another one. How is Satya Nadella feeling?
I'm 100% sure that this person's emotion is happiness.
So we said a sentence in a completely different way, and Lewis was able to discern that we are still looking for people and pictures. Let's close the app. So as we look at the project outline on the right-hand side, the project itself is fairly simple. A simple XAML page that displays our application, and we have some simple code behind. And the code behind simply goes through and does the things that we'd asked it in a very few number of lines of code. We also added in some class files that mimic the JSON format of both the response and request requirements for the text handling cognitive services. For the image cognitive services, what we're trying to do is we're sending streams of images or much simpler information.